And welcome to our show, Geeks Ride Podcast, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Hey, everybody.
And Anthony.
Hello.
And Anna.
Hi.
And me, Abil.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. I demand to be said hello to. And we are brought to you by listeners like you with our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired. And you can help support us and be on our Discord channel and chat with us, or you can even get the episodes early. And if there was anything like our last episodes, we recorded Free Comic Book Day, turned around, posted that episode, and then like a week later, regular people got the episode. That's how special you can be if you subscribe to our Patreon.
Indeed.
Yeah. The next Free Comic Book Day, it'll be Halloween.
Did you have a favorite? Do we want to talk about that now, or do you want to go segue on to other things?
I'm up for that one.
All right. What was your favorite?
Trying to think now. I liked the Han Solo and Chewie one.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's like a nice little story, just kind of an introduction.
All right.
The IDW stories.
Okay.
Goofy, fun. I might have to go subscribe.
I haven't read mine yet.
Oh. So you don't have a favorite yet?
Not yet. I need to get on that.
I know. You were even gonna lend the Legend of Korra off.
I know. I was remembering that.
I knocked out Ruby.
Yeah, you did.
I read a few, but I didn't read them all, so...
I haven't read them all either.
Yeah. I don't know what my favorite one is.
I haven't gone Comixology yet either. I keep on forgetting. Because you can always get... you still can get free ones from them.
Oh, can you?
Mm-hmm.
I did read Adventure Time, and it was an interesting story, and I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you guys get the Bob's Burgers one?
Yes.
Did you read that one yet?
I have not read that one yet.
Okay. I'm curious what that one's like.
I'll read it and hand it off to you.
I think I actually might have a copy for you.
Oh, okay. That'll do.
You ready for the blasphemy?
Yeah.
I'm not a Bob's Burger fan.
I didn't used to be either until like 2 years ago or like a year ago.
Maybe I just need these.
It just clicked.
I love Bob's Burgers. I got Ted into it.
Like I used to think it was the dumbest thing ever. And then they were watching it and I was actually laughing. That bad a year ago, so it was good.
Did we introduce it to you?
Ted did.
Okay.
It was while me and him went to Vegas with his little brother, and I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah.
Bob.
No, not Bob.
No.
I know the name, but I don't think I'll say it.
Yeah,
no, that's good. That's all right. But yeah, so maybe I'll give it a shot. You're right. Still getting the comic book. I'll just have to go get it. I already started storing them. Prepping them for Halloween. But yeah, it was a fun event. But that's the last week's episode.
Do you give out free comic books every year for Halloween?
Well, for the last 2 years. Actually had trick-or-treaters. Because the year before that, before we moved, we got zero. So now we get trick-or-treaters.
Is it because you were in a trailer park?
Maybe.
Nobody. Okay, we won't go there.
It's possible. No, there's trailer parks that trick-or-treaters come by. Ours just, I don't know. I think our light, we didn't have, you know, you couldn't see the light from like a good part of the road, so you couldn't really tell. It was an awkward setup.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Bill's old house is facing railroad tracks, so, and there's like a barbed wire fence there.
So, super inviting. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the most come for a full-size Snickers bar, kids.
Mr. Conductor stopped by for a full-size Snickers bar and a comic book.
Weren't you tucked in the back, like in a corner or something like that in the court?
No, I was facing, like my front door faced the railroad tracks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How loud was that?
I got used to it.
All right, fair enough.
What was nice is nothing shook off the wall, so it was all right. I guess it was a well-set-up trailer.
All right. No, they just mounted it on top of rubber.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it worse?
Well, it depends. Depends on how good the rubber is or like how it's made. If it's like super squishy, yeah. But if it's like shock absorbing, maybe not.
Hmm.
But maybe you're right. Maybe it would make it worse. Who knows? We'll never know.
I'm sure somebody does. If you want to, if you know, you can call us at 801-896-4335 and tell Anthony.
Yeah, go for it.
Or you can email us.
Yeah.
You know the email?
I don't. It's.
Do you know the email? I'm making you all look at the email.
It's geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Well, yep, that's it.
Nailed it. I am not reading that at all.
Nailed it.
Ready to move on to the next thing?
Yeah.
So, Rick and Morty.
No, I was going to go on to Fred Flintstone.
Oh, okay, go for it then.
No, go ahead.
It's your show. You do what you want, dang it.
You're a host too.
Yeah.
I guess I did put it this first in the show notes. Rick and Morty.
70 episodes, huh?
Renewed. They've been renewed for 70 whole episodes.
When are they releasing them?
That's the next question.
And that's how? The only one I want to know.
And how? Like, does this mean one season? Seven seasons? Because they've been averaging 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they'll do like 24. Well, no, 24 doesn't go into that. If they did 75, they could do 25 a season and then have three.
Well, they could always do Game of Thrones and be like, you know, 13 for six seasons except for the last one.
Which has like seven episodes.
There you go.
Yeah. You know anything else about it? I haven't heard about it.
They're super excited about it.
The creators are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And hopefully, because this was more of their part-time thing. So that's why there's such major breaks between everything. So hopefully this will become their full-time job. They'll actually get all their, you know,
I hope
they'll release more regularly.
I hope that doesn't mean that the quality will go down because of that.
True. But it is true. Even if it takes 70 more episodes, or nine more, even if it takes nine more seasons, he's going to get his Szechuan sauce.
They already got it.
No. He had it in a dream.
Well, I mean.
But he said, it was like on one of their commercials or something like that. Whether it's, even if it takes him seven more seasons.
Well, it was in the promo.
Yeah.
For the third season. I thought, like, I was taking that as a, even if it takes the creators seven seasons to get it or whatever, they're going to do it. But I guess it could be Rick himself.
It is.
More sense.
I guess creators could have, but. Maybe McDonald's will bring it back again.
Well, they got the creators got like two big jugs of it.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's has released it twice now. The second time was a little better.
Yeah.
I actually got some that time.
I just threw my extra away. I was keeping it. I was like,
So did I. I just threw it away yesterday or like 2 days ago.
I did last week. I was like,
this is not going to be any good.
You guys prefer the other sauces over that?
I actually didn't mind it. It's not one I'd get every time, but if they were to do it like a regular thing, I'd probably get it every like 5 to 10 chicken nuggets, like times that I get them, and I get them a lot. So
I have the same problem as Rick and Morty. My favorite sauce was canceled.
What was your favorite sauce?
Sweet chili.
Oh,
yes.
That was a good sauce.
It was a really good sauce. The day they didn't have it, I was so mad. Even if it takes seven more years of podcasting, we'll get our sweet chili.
I don't know if it works like that.
I'm a sweet and sour fan myself. And this, like, the Szechuan sauce is a lot more...
Soy saucy?
Yeah, more soy saucy. It's definitely not sweet, like, sweet and sour. It's a lot saltier.
Maybe, like, mixing the two together.
Kinda.
Yeah. How about you, Alex? Oh, okay. We're going to blame Cable One right now. It looks like we may have lost an Alex. Our internet has been having lots and lots of issues, and Cable One just likes to go, well, it's broken and we're sorry. We don't know when we're fixing it. And this is for 2 days in a row. So we've been losing Alex. We lost an Alex. He may join us again in a moment. Now that I look over. Yeah, we lost Alex like a while ago, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, wonder he was quiet. Okay, well, if he shows back up, awesome sauce, or sweet, you know, sweet chili sauce.
Or the other, they had two barbecue sauces at one point. They got rid of one of them. That was the one I liked. So I also have, and it's not a favorite sauce, but a sauce I enjoyed that they got rid of. But yeah. Rick and Morty, hype.
Oh, now I think I lost the internet.
Yay.
Yay, we've lost internet. No speed tests, no nothing. This is the time when it's actually really good if we print out our show notes.
Yeah.
Because what we use is online. Luckily, it's all there. Just, it's not going to move very
well. Just don't refresh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yep.
F5, boom!
Also, don't move anything around because it might make it refresh.
True. Actually, let's see. Ooh. Oh, no, this one should be okay. I think this is okay. This one, yeah. As long as I don't tell them. No, this is okay. These are all fresh pages. So as long as they haven't set too long. I'm going to go into this one, though. Is Deadpool. Walmart has worked with Deadpool, which is amazing because I thought Walmart was all the, you know, no bad music and no R-rated movies. But I guess when, you know, somebody's willing to buy out stuff.
So I was seeing pictures about this. That was legit. Like, that was a national thing.
Legit. You go to, I'm going to Walmart here soon.
Oh.
I'm going to go pick up some movies. So they put Deadpool on a bunch of DVD boxes, on the cheap ones, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fight Club, Terminator, and Predator, for examples. If I was to go buy Fight Club, this can be like the fourth or fifth time I've bought Fight Club. Like, I think I have it twice on DVD. Like, or I have it once the original when it first released, the special edition, and then I have the Blu-ray. Obviously, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's just DVDs. I don't think it's like Blu-rays.
Well, still, like, that one looks like a Blu-ray.
Oh, well, maybe actually, not. Maybe
yeah, no, those are Blu-rays.
Is it only on the cover that Deadpool's
listed? I'm sure it's just listed. A cover of it, like a slide.
Mm. Yeah, it's just the cover for...
Call that. What do you call that?
A sleeve?
A sleeve, yeah, that's the word.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Do they sell the sleeve and they sell the regular DVD or Blu-ray of the regular movie that it's spoofing?
I think so.
The picture over?
They probably honestly just ordered a bunch of sleeves and then just slipped them over everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool because this is probably limited edition. They probably won't do this that long.
Yeah. And they're, okay, so this is the, looks like, well, depending on the movies, like Logan is, with the image that was shown, like Logan's still like $13. And then you have a bunch of like X-Men movies for $8.
Then you got the Assassin's Creed movie.
For $8. Yeah, I'm not going to do that one. Terminator would be fun. Planet of the Apes. War of the Planet of the Apes.
Is that bottom one? Yeah, that bottom one on the... I don't know what movie that is.
But Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, do they all have that?
Office Space. Yeah, he's on the... This entire end cap that Logan somebody took a picture too? Of.
What's the one next to Assassin's Creed there?
I can't read it.
Assassin's Creed? Edward Scissorhands or War of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh, okay.
Edward Scissorhands would be kind of funny. I'm having issues with that one. Was that Jimmy? Winnie?
I don't know. The angle's hard.
I don't know. Got Speed. I have no clue what that one is. But yeah.
Even if you don't like the movies, you could pick it up and then give them as gifts to other people.
True. You might like the movies.
Yeah. But keep the sleeve.
Well, the problem is I own some of these movies already.
Well, so, like you said, it'll be the fourth or fifth time you bought
it. True. I don't own Office Space, which I slightly feel ashamed of. That is a really good movie. I'm really glad they've never made a sequel of it. Ever. They should never.
It wouldn't hold up, is what you're saying?
No, it should just... It was good, one, and done. It doesn't need anything else.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you don't want them to Disney it or whatever?
I don't want them to whatever everyone else is doing. Yeah. Look, we made lots of money off of this. Let's do it again. Let's make sequels.
Hey, sometimes it works out. Usually not, though. Sometimes. Usually not.
Actually, speaking of Predator, they are releasing... There's a new trailer out for another Predator movie. A sequel off of the reboot that just came out that they're making. They also have, like, human hybrid Predators.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. I'm waiting till I see more. I'm not against it. I'm just like, Actually, I was thinking most of these do have lots of sequels already.
It's intriguing.
Terminator's got another one coming out. Did they finish up all the Planet of the Apes ones? Well, they still got another one, don't they?
I think they do have one more, yeah.
I still haven't seen the last one.
Bill, is that one down there Pineapple Express or what is?
I think it is.
Which? Oh, this one?
Yes.
It's possible. I can't tell from...
Let's see. Oh, I was thinking the one below it. Not that one, that's Off Space.
Oh, no. That is... what's it called? With Wilson, the...
Castaway.
Castaway. That's Castaway. And Vinny is the other one we couldn't figure out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should have zoomed in on it sooner.
Yeah. It's amazing what happens when you can, you know, use a computer.
And there's a unicorn.
It was a blurry picture.
That
I think
is
it would work.
The cover of the current Deadpool.
Oh, the unicorn?
Is
the
it?
Unicorn. Him on the unicorn. It's cutting off at the top of the image.
On like a 3D backdrop.
Well, there's a unicorn off to the side.
Tron-like.
You're talking about this? Like these? Or
no.
With
oh,
the
this.
Bubble.
The poster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he had the unicorn. Don't you remember the first one? He had his unicorn in it.
Yeah.
Vaguely. I need to rewatch it.
A little bit.
I think I have it. Pretty sure I do. Him and his unicorn.
I should watch it again before I go out and watch the second one.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so I'm going to have to go and get at least a few of these. Not a whole lot of them.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yes.
You also had the novelty candy.
Yes, I did.
The novelty candy.
For did you Deadpool? Check out the Discord chat?
No. Did I? Oh, the little hands?
The little hand.
The little hands, yeah.
The little hand
gummies.
Gummy or sour gum, sour bear gummy, sour hands.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, I thought I posted. Oh, no, I posted it online. I posted the Deadpool advertisement. How much Slurpee drink could Deadpool slurp if Deadpool could slurp?
Oh, yeah,
Slurpee
you
drink.
Didn't post that online. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I was bouncing back and forth, actually. So, but yeah, they're both from 7-Eleven. Because Slurpees are 7-Eleven. I had to, when we left for vacation, you know, the reason also the Pit podcast went up super early for last week for Patreon people. But yeah, so... But yeah, there's some really cool stuff. And there's apparently like a super energy drink also. Like T-Mobile Tuesday was like, here, okay, get this drink. I'm like, great. I don't have 7-Elevens here. Why couldn't you give me this when I was around them?
Yeah, right? Like a week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every movie is now a Deadpool movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess they are Blu-rays. I don't know why I thought I saw a DVD somewhere. I still don't have internet. All right. Well, we'll keep on with this. Hoping everything will go fine. Either that or we have a really great episode that will not be aired again. All right. Let's see. I'm so sad. I'm going to have to actually pull this up on my phone so I can show you guys. This is the other thing. With all the links, or I guess if you have, you know, the show notes on your phone, there is AIs. Okay, so Google released their thing where you can ask your assistant to make set up reservations for you.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well on these, you know, it sounds like a person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a really, really good job.
Like, well, is that actually like released to the public?
I think it's in beta at the moment.
Oh.
So it's not
like a closed beta?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, it's being used for gathering information, too, because Google can then get a hold of places.
Ask what their hours are and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they open on, you know, Christmas or whatever?
Instead of relying on people to report that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting. But with that, there is also, you have to be careful of CGI influencers like Lily Michaela, let's see if I can get it. She looks like somebody just has an Instagram account. It's barely realistic. Like looking at them, you're like, oh yeah, I could see that not being real. Why can't I find the pictures now? But okay, so she she posts pictures. She's, you know, hanging out with her friends, all this other stuff, doing lots of stuff. And she was actually blackmailed to reveal who she really was, that she wasn't real, yeah, by another AI.
What?
Yes. So the AIs are actually fighting each other.
It's begun.
Yes. But Nike ended up releasing a photo of somebody that wasn't real. So you can have... So your friends may not be real. Well, your friends may be robots. Artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Let's go with that. I don't know.
All right.
Because I shouldn't say, you know, I still go with the... They're real. They have, you know, they have feelings.
Yeah. So can a robot. Or AI.
Yeah.
Soon.
Why not? Data had feelings.
Oh, yeah, Data.
Did you, if you poked Data. Him, did he not bleed?
Did he bleed?
Yeah, well, that was his excuse when he got sick from, was it the...
In one of the very first episodes?
Well, it wasn't one of the first ones. Oh. It was... the entire ship got...
Yeah, it was one of the first episodes.
Was that really?
Okay. Yeah, it was like episode like 7 or 8. That's about when I stopped watching.
They changed. The first season was very... You know, old style, and then mm-hmm. the second and on, they became their own.
I think I stopped watching after the one where they go to the planet where they have like a interdimensional god or whatever watching over their planet.
Are you sure you're talking about the Next Generation and yes. not the original? I'm like,
yes, I think.
AIs are getting more lifelike, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not like in the movie, like Lars and the Real Girl. Have you guys watched that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he poses as like with the doll, being his girlfriend or just significant other, and his parents and family think he's just not right, like, because he tries to, you know, make food for her or just like bathe her or like take her out and just like treat her like a regular person, but everybody else is like, what is he doing?
There's the account.
What account is this?
That's the AIs.
What, really?
Yes, really. Yeah, I never saw that one. I was thinking of her, which is just the voice.
Is this all computer generated stuff?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Some of it's kind of obvious, but some of it's not.
Like, I've watched her.
It's just too much shine. It's just some of it's too shiny, but.
And also not seeing muscle movement and stuff like that, not seeing somebody react, I could see. Because I think, and also when robots, or as it gets better, you start seeing, it'll be able to figure out how these minuscule movements will get, so you will be able to see movements better.
So what you're saying is if I see a cute girl and
that wants
she
to
sends
be
me videos and stuff and she wants to be friends,
she might not
be real.
Well, she might be an AI.
That I would I don't want to go there.
She could have an entire conversation with you and you wouldn't even know.
Okay. Well, yeah, so can the things that do the voice, like the calls now.
Yeah, because they're passing
the... They even add in like us and other things to make it sound realistic. It's scary.
I forgot what it's called. The test when you can't tell it's not a robot. Yeah. There's a really cool game port too. But yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
We'd search it, but our internet's broken.
I can search it. I got 4G.
What? You're in the basement. How do you have 4G?
AT&T.
Oh. Actually, it's doing pretty well, too. But like, yeah.
Turing test or something?
Yeah, the Turing test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the thing is called that does the... calls restaurants and stuff for you? Books reservations?
Google Assistant?
I thought there was a specific code name for it.
Oh. I don't remember off the top of my head. I remember reading it and was thinking it was really cool. I'm afraid to move these things.
This girl has a ton of followers.
Yeah.
Over a million followers.
And she's not real. And she was called out. This is the one who called her out on it. Yeah, the other one was Bermuda. Here's the other. This is the AI that. Actually, this cat looks so much worse. Actually, it's kind of like kind of replicates a lot of the same photos, but she wasn't a real account either. And she, not the creators, she as the AI called out the other one to say, or ended up getting the hold of the other AI's account and was like, I will give this back to you if you reveal that you're not real. So you have AIs hacking AIs now.
This one's a little bit more obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah, she doesn't look quite as realistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just, yeah, too much shine and hard edges on the face. Everything else is okay. It's just the face kind of gives it away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that and the hair color, the blonde, she looks
it's
a little bit.
It's hard to simulate hair, okay?
No. She looks a little more like a Barbie type figure.
Yeah, the hair is really, really like stringy.
So definitely more like a doll or like a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that. She may have been being...
There's those two posing together.
I know. I think I was after the fact.
That's where my thumb is on the right. Not that you guys can see, but you know.
Well, we're going to post.
Oh, you're going to post it in the...
Well, maybe
internet
the photos.
Back?
Yeah, well, I'm going to post this. Well, thank luck. Yeah.
You could try to ping out. It might just be
I'm afraid.
Your recording. Well, you can ping out. That shouldn't break anything.
We can always see if we can speed test again.
Yeah, I guess
that works. Used to be at 97 megs. It's been at 2. Now we're at...
Yeah, I just think your thing isn't connecting.
Yeah. Ooh, we're at 80.
You probably don't want to refresh that.
No.
But yeah. No, cool. So you can move your things around now. Yay.
I'm still scared. Still scared. Let's see.
You could duplicate it if you're really worried about it. The tag.
Oh, I also have my phone too. So I'm not that worried.
Okay.
Let's see. We talked about that one. Talked about that one. Well, it seems to be doing okay. I forgot what this one was. Hey, it says I reconnected. I still don't think we have an Alex. I don't blame him. He's not just going to sit there and hope for the best.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, this. Yes.
Google Assistant Alexa and Siri were asked 150 questions.
Uh-huh.
How did they gauge on who won? Like, who could answer them? Or
they had to answer... Okay. So this was asked on phones and on the Echo Dot or Echo and the Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
If they came back with, let me... Or this is what I found. Feel free to click on the link. It was a fail.
Yeah, no, that's annoying.
If they said, I don't know that, or I can't, you know, I haven't been taught that, they failed.
I think Google's the only one that responds that way. Maybe Alexa does too.
Madame does at...
Crap.
How dare you? I know. Madame does, because they also just barely got Cortana. On Madame A.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's also new. But it's still like super hiccupy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It, you know, there's extra pausing.
The only reason why I'd use Cortana is for the voice. The voice is a lot better.
Yeah, because their assistant stuff is very separate. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to make Madame A very, oh, this is for the home. This is for the family. And they're making Cortana very, this is for the business. So,
really?
Yeah. So, like Uber. If you want to call an Uber, where would you think Uber would fall under?
At both?
You would think. That wouldn't be a bad idea. No, you have to
pick
one.
It's
under Cortana. It is under the business side. That's what they decide. I think that's just annoying.
Yeah, especially if you have to know which one to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it should be able to, like, you just tell it and then...
It takes care of it.
Maybe the Madame is like... Let me direct you over to Cortana, who can answer this for you. And then, like, 2 seconds later, she answers.
Mm.
Or, hey, let me get my other assistant on that for you, or something like that.
Well, and I have that with Harmony, with the Harmony Hub. It's like, here, I got it. I took care of it. Or I got a hold of, or Google will even go, like, I'll tell Harmony to do that. Though it's still, Google sucks with Harmony. So for home automation and smart devices, Madame A is, what was it? Madame A is miles.
No, it's mine.
Yeah, miles and miles above everybody else. For just asking questions, Google was the winner at 80%. And see, Amazon was 78% and Siri was 55%.
Siri's not very good.
It's because Siri kept on going, "This is what I found. Feel free to click on it."
What's annoying with Siri is that if you tell it to turn off your Bluetooth or something, it won't do it. And then if you tell it again, it'll do it.
And that's the other thing is also, even though like Apple's very much on security and everything for it. So it's good, but it's also definitely slowing them down in the game of smart devices.
Yeah.
But there's also lots of issues that have happened with smart devices.
Yeah.
So they're picking their fight and they're choosing security over winning, over getting out there for everything. And where they're working with your health. And, you know, because you can get, if you have an Apple smartwatch and you've signed up for their health stuff, they'll go out, they'll go get all your health information from all the doctors and bring it all together in one place that you can get through your Apple phone.
Really?
Yeah. I am ridiculously impressed with that.
I didn't know that.
But that means that now they have to deal with HEPA.
Yeah.
And it's big. That's a big thing to deal with.
That's a big thing.
So, you know, if you're going to like, you know, that's the thing you don't mess around with.
Colleges get in trouble because they don't do it correctly.
So, you know, they're choosing their battles. And, you know, I don't have it for a smart home. My smart home still has hit or miss. I admit my Echo Dots are doing way better than my Google Home Mini, like a lot better. But it's because I don't like touching things. Like going on vacation sucks. I can't just tell something and turn on my TV.
Have you seen the spot?
The what?
The Echo Spot.
Is that the one with for the kids?
No. Google it real quick. On this subject.
I'm binging it.
You're going to bing it. You're not binging it. No, not Google.
I hit Spot. Oh, not
I
meant
Echo Spot. Yeah. I did tell you to Google Spot, but not that Google Spot.
Echo Spot.
I think it has like a screen.
Oh, yeah. I have seen some of these. Actually, I was thinking you were talking about the Echo Dot for kids where you have to say please.
You have to say please.
You have to say please. It costs like an extra $30.
What?
Yes.
No. Is it at least more durable? Does it have like a battery in it?
No, it comes with a nice shiny case around your Echo Dot, and it comes with another piece of software, which you could actually buy and just install or activate on your own dots.
Okay. That's all right, whatever.
But I think that might be $20 to activate. I don't know.
Does it require you to say please before or after or both?
I don't know. Please, sir, may I have another, please?
Please, sir, may I have some more? Please.
I do like the Echo screens. You know, I think it'd be great for a kitchen. You're watching, you know, recipes or all that.
The reviews on that weren't good.
Yeah, that's sad.
Like, it was basically, like, it's almost like they didn't think things through or whatever when they released it. That's not to say it hasn't gotten better since then. I watched that, like, 6 months ago, but.
Well, the Echo had the same problem. It was very, well, how is this going to work? And then, like, a year later, it's like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
It literally took an entire year to make sense.
But they beat everybody to the punch.
True. And they kept at it, unlike Microsoft.
Yeah, they just kept at it. They did keep at it.
Microsoft's like, we're first.
Microsoft keeps
we're out.
Microsoft keeps dropping stuff. It's kind of annoying.
But like,
okay. Google's kind of the same way too, but that's another can of worms.
They keep on buying and selling companies, yeah. Okay, this is something that's an idea to have in your bedroom. It is a clock, it is your everything. Thing is, Spot.
Yeah.
Actually, the video is too slightly.
I think the Spot is like just a tiny touch screen or something.
Oh, so it doesn't have a camera built in. No, it has
a
camera.
No, it does. Huh.
That alone. That's cool looking. Like, I'm kind of so-so with them in the bedroom. Like, my phone's in there already, so I guess I have an assistant to my bedroom.
Yeah.
I would not put a camera device in my bedroom at all. Like, just zero. I don't care how great you they are.
Special Air doesn't have an indicator light.
Oh, yeah, there's also that. And especially where all I really care about is the monitoring of, like, the house or stuff like that. So, like, I don't, you know, if I can do video on my phone, I don't need to, like, stare at something. Or, and plus in the bedroom, it'd just be weird anyways. You know, kitchen, that's why kitchen makes sense. Kitchen makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But as long as Google and Amazon keep arguing, I might not be able to watch my YouTube videos on it one day.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
One day. Now, if it's like a touchscreen or something, though, because, like, I don't know, there's a lot of the times where I was using the assistant and having a screen just to see certain things would be very nice. Or like that's good where you can see your
doorbell or your
doorbell video stuff. Camera thingy. See people. I don't know. I think there's a market for it.
I've heard a lot of people who have liked it. You know, they've looked into it and everything. Each their own. Awesome. Actually, I could see this being pretty good for an office, which Amazon's been trying to break into a lot.
Makes sense. And that's, yeah, they just show that there. Mm-hmm.
With idea. Now I see like two people talking. I'm like, yes, this would be great on a desk.
And then you see the bedroom one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, show me my calendar, see how my day is.
You can always just tape over the sensor, the camera.
I guess there's that. And plus, the other thing is whether motion sensors actually tell you what's the house, there's also other devices that you can hook up to your Wi-Fi. Because as you move through your house, your internet gets good and bad just, you
know, yeah,
because of walls and all that. And you moving around it also mixes up your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a device that's actually hooked up to it and it monitors all of that. It can actually tell where people are and generally what they're doing because you are breaking the signal as you walk through your house.
You have to have like multiples of them or?
No, you just hook it up. Well, I'm sure if you covered multiple areas, but this one device that's monitoring, it just needs to be on your internet and it goes out and it, you know, it is a little extra attachment that will set or not attachment. It will be pinging with your internet or with your Wi-Fi. So it's gets to see everything. It's kind of almost sonar-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what's nice about that is you don't, you know, somebody breaks in your house, you just need to know what's going on, that somebody's there.
I don't know. The $230 price tag for the Echo Show is still kind of steep in my opinion. Yeah. But
and see, that's why I would rather have for like my kitchen on the other side. I hate where the speaker's at. I want them on the sides. I want two speakers
on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
And actually, the spot is kind of small. But still, that's why
the spot's small, and that's I don't think they did show it playing videos and stuff on there, but that's not really something I'd use it for. Or maybe for news, fine, as long as you don't got to read anything. But yeah.
Yeah.
Or like quick little meetings, it might be okay, but
it's the reason I have the Echo Dot. And I honestly, with it, the $50 price tag for the Dot, I'll never buy it for that price.
For 50?
I will never buy an Echo Dot or a Google Home Mini or for $50.
Why's that?
They're not worth that much to me.
Yeah.
Like my first one was free and my second one was like $20. Maybe 30. Maybe even $30. And then I got like a $5 plug.
Over the holidays, the Google Home Minis were only like 30.
Yeah, well, because they were also trying to flood the market with them and get people to.
And it worked.
I got my Google Home. I also $30, my Google Home Mini, and basically made me realize that it's not the biggest fan of it. I'll probably never buy any more. Which really sad. I wanted Google to win. I really did.
Yeah, they still might.
They could get better. They could.
It's still kind of in its infancy. They quit doing the ads when you asked it questions, so there's that.
Oh, I didn't know it did ads. I actually got lucky.
You know when Beauty and the Beast came out?
Oh, yeah?
Like, right before it came out, if you asked, like, Google Home, like, what was your agenda or something, it would tell you your agenda, then in the middle of it tell you, did you know that this movie's coming out? And then it would play, like, a 30-second ad with music.
Yeah, that would be
it. And then they would continue on with your agenda. And if that were optional, there's a movie playing. Would you like to hear the ad for it or something? And if you said yes, then you heard it. That's fine. But just playing it.
Yeah. Well, that's why Echo is, they're trying to figure out how to make money off it. And they're doing, because they have games and they, you can pay for your add-ons onto these games.
Yeah.
So that's how Amazon's doing it.
Google Home also has games. I don't think you can pay for add-ons though yet, but maybe you can.
It was one of those. Ah, goodbye. Oh yeah. The assistant questions. Oh yeah. So we're still on that slightly.
Yay, right? Auto-playing videos.
I know.
Aren't they the best?
They're terrible. Oh, but some of the other questions they didn't get was Google could not tell them. It's a, it said Google the movie Back to the Future. And it couldn't do it.
Like,
none of them could, actually. And who was Jesus? Or who was Jesus Christ? Google was stumped. It was really sad.
I kind of want to ask Siri that right now.
So you've asked if aliens really exist and why cats have whiskers. Madam A responded for both. Siri was happy to tell me about Jesus. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
so right. It was Google that wasn't good.
Hmm.
Madam A was surprisingly strong when it came to hardcore science factoids that Google excels in, like naming the melting point of gold, how far away is the moon from the earth, and citing the weight of the sun. It can translate good morning in German. All three of this can do that and tell you thank you in Japanese, as can Google and Siri. So all three of them still can. Siri doesn't do your morning briefings.
No.
No. I mean, maybe that's the other reason. Is I for the $50 price tag, they are good. It's too much for what they provide me, and especially where they also are getting so much information on me. Maybe that's the other reason why I'm like free to $30, and $30 is even kind of on my upper end. Like, I know these people are taking my information and monitoring it, and why am I paying for this device?
You're paying for the hardware, basically. And even then, yeah. The hardware probably isn't that much money.
And they're going to make that back plus.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. That's why I was happy for my free one.
All right, I think we've talked this one to death. Maybe. Maybe not.
I like to beat dead horses.
Yep. Okay, so we have two topics left. Which one would you like to talk about?
Actually, I have a question for you two.
Okay.
What is it?
Did you vote yesterday?
I forgot. I know.
I did not. You told me about it yesterday morning, and that was the only mention that I got out of it first. So I didn't know that it was voting day, and then I had plans after I was done working.
Okay. Yeah, we're the problem. We're part of the problem.
Luckily, it was the primaries. So you only were voting down to the primary person who's going to be selling ads until November.
Okay.
But net neutrality just got voted on. And it to overturn their overturn of the FCC. So they're trying to give it back to the FCC.
So that's good, right?
Well, they succeeded by 2 votes.
Yeah.
And they got 2 Republicans to help out. Neither of them are from Idaho.
Yeah.
It is very party line. So if you like your internet sucking, feel free to keep voting for the Republicans, apparently. And this is very weird. It's very party line, actually. Like,
which is weird.
Super party line. But for to make it pass, so it's made through the Senate, still has to make it through Congress. And if Trump vetoes it, you need enough to overthrow the veto.
Yeah.
Which is, I think they need like 25 more.
I don't know why he would veto this, but yeah.
He's the one who ran it through the first time.
Yeah, I know.
So you went out to vote, right, Bill?
Of course I did. And I realized it was just primaries. So I got to choose the people who I get to vote for. But the biggest one, I have to admit, because we get to vote, choose with Mike Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Still coward.
Yeah.
He voted, he abstained for the last one that lets ISPs listen to your information and sell that. Yep. Actually, all of our Republican senators and congressmen voted. Either, well, he's the only one who abstained. Everyone else voted for it.
Like, so he just didn't vote at all?
He said he didn't want to boat either way. Yeah,
that's okay, whatever.
I know, it's the coward's way out.
What's the point?
So yeah, absolutely go vote in November. I think it's November, September, November. Go vote in the next election.
Okay. You'll have to remind me.
I will. And don't say it doesn't matter, because it's that type of mentality that makes it not matter because you didn't vote. Because going out and doing it, so much can change.
Yeah.
Get all your friends to go do it.
Okay.
And if you don't know a lot about, or if you don't know about everybody, you don't have to vote for everything. Just vote for the one, like, do some research. There's the internet. You can find out more about these people. You can also vote for the ones you really know about and really care about.
They also sent out like a pamphlet or something, didn't they?
There was actually a big old newspaper thing about, yeah.
That's sitting on my table still.
I read through it, threw it away. It was good.
Like, was it useful?
I got a lot of local information, and actually it was covering for like the entire state. So yeah, I had to like dig through for local, it made it all the way down to, I think, county level. So it didn't go any further.
It's nice that they provided that information though, because you know, the national election, I didn't know what a lot of that was, and they made the descriptions really weird. Yes. But yeah. So you got your answer. Congrats.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm gonna go to Fox then.
Okay. So you don't like Fox is what that says.
So Disney bought Fox.
Oh, that actually went through?
Oh yeah, that's gone through. Oh, okay. I was pretty sure it gone through.
Are you sure?
Now you're making me question it.
You should probably look that up.
Okay. But while we go with that.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure they did, but they didn't get
local. Well, I read something on Reddit today that they were saying that it was still pending, but I could be wrong, and I'm okay with being wrong.
But it did not include.
We got a news.
It still is working on. Okay. But stuff that it does not include, either way, even so, if it does finish going through, it does not include Fox Local. And they're all their sports.
So Fox Sports will still be their own thing?
Fox Sports and all the sports programming that they have. So they have MLB, they have the NFL, they have all of these just ridiculous amount of stuff. So they are throwing everything into sports, knowing that people watch sports.
Yeah.
And that they have killed Reno 911. The Lucifer, which apparently Lucifer saw it coming. I haven't caught up on the latest episode. I gotta get these up. Gotham, they renewed for one more season. What was the other one? There was such a list.
So all their shows are just kind of ending?
Yeah, they basically, because they're throwing everything into sports. But Reno 911 was picked up by NBC.
So they'll still be making it. It's just not by Fox.
Correct.
All right. List of canceled shows.
Yeah, Lucifer wasn't, from my understanding, picked up by anybody.
They designated Survivor, The Brave, The Last Man on Earth, oh, Kevin. Oh, yeah,
Last Man on Earth.
They have a lot of shows.
They do. They have a lot. I was really sad at Lucifer. I was, because I like that show. Though it did have its ups and downs sometimes. Last Man on Earth. It was a fun, goofy. I admit, it made it past the first season. I was really surprised, but it kept going, and I thought they were doing a great job. It was stupid funny.
I haven't watched it, but I have heard it's a good.
It's like on the third or fourth season. Least.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Like I said, it's one of those shows you're like, how is this going to keep going? Good job.
All right. I've heard it. I've heard some of these.
Oh, but they're canceling Marvel Inhumans?
Oh.
Which actually,
I don't know enough about it.
Actually, no, I liked Inhumans. That was one of them that I think fell under the X-Men umbrella that Disney didn't have, but would after all this. The Mayor was kind of mediocre. It was okay. It was fun. Okay, it was fun. It was an interesting idea about, you know, politics. Back on that.
Yeah.
Taken, movie turned into a TV show.
I realize I haven't really watched Fox in a really long time.
I realized that I watched a lot of Fox. Basically, it was on Hulu. That was my thing, Hulu. Which means my Hulu's going to start really sucking it up now. Because the Fox has a lot of shows on it.
Will Disney get like the streaming rights to it? Because they could still stream it on Hulu because they own a lot of Hulu now, don't they?
Well, they would own 60%, but they can't do major changes to it.
I know they
without
can't.
Without getting like Comcast and AT&T on board.
And,
So like, oh, I guess they wouldn't end up like making it Disney Online or their Disney
right.
streaming. But
yeah. But they could still theoretically stream that if mm-hmm. they were allowed.
Yeah.
As long as they got the rights to it.
Which is also funny, the fact that Comcast owns like 30% or 25% or something like that. There's still a lot of Comcast shows that are not on Hulu. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Does Starz actually have contract with Disney still? Or is that changed? Or have they actually worked with Netflix still? Because they had that for a little while, I believe.
Where with before, like...
Like, Starz had worked...
I think it's with a Z, not an S.
Yeah. But I believe that Starz... originally had a lot of contracts with Disney to actually show different things for Disney.
I like how Netflix has all their Marvel shows.
Exactly. And then, but I'm not sure if they are also working in conjunction with Netflix still.
Yes, they are. Netflix still has a couple shows that they have the rights to. They haven't fully lost, but they're not getting... anything. It doesn't see, well, I shouldn't say that because they're still getting Cloak and Dagger. Yeah, they're Netflix is still getting a few things. And they still get the rights to the Marvel shows first. Starz contract apparently also started back in 2016 for something. I don't know how long the contract for 3.5 years. So Netflix. Wait, no, that was Netflix. This was 3.5 years. I don't know how long Starz was. I have them on the wrong one.
Yep.
There's so many. They made so many contracts back and forth. Yeah, I don't know how long the contract is. Netflix at 3.5 years. So what? 16. So what? Mid 16, 17, mid 2020? Is how long they have.
So probably for a little while longer.
Yeah, Netflix is safe for that for a while. Because if Disney was to break it, and plus Disney doesn't have anything right now. Mid-2020 gives them some time to have something ready.
Like for streaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus Netflix is, for online streaming, their numbers and the money they have for it destroys everybody else.
Yeah.
Like Netflix is almost monopoly level of online streaming rights that Amazon wished they have that Hulu doesn't even come close to. Like Hulu's is like a drop in the bucket for what Netflix has.
Well, compare that to, you know, YouTube Red.
I don't know. I still think. Well, also YouTube Red still is growing. Like, they're finally making their TV shows and everything. But YouTube, like for Netflix being made fun of for, you know, oh, just push the content. Well, one, they kind of own the stuff though too. YouTube, yeah, it's on your stuff, but you don't own it as much. Like people can still walk away with their stuff and just go anywhere else.
Except for the ones you can actually buy, I think. You can buy like actual movies on there.
Yeah, and you stream them. And you can also buy those exact same movies elsewhere. And if you have a Vudu account, mm-hmm. you can tie them all together, which means you pay Vudu and then you have it on your Google account.
Oh.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
I didn't know that.
It also makes it worthwhile to buy your movies with the digital downloads. Because you end up getting it on Vudu, YouTube, Apple... where else did I get it? Amazon? Yeah, actually, Vudu kind of like leached everywhere.
I forgot Vudu was still around.
Yeah, I like Vudu because that's actually one of the reasons why I buy the digital or buy the DVDs. I get physical, I get digital. I don't know how long Starz's contract is.
So, back to your tagline, Fox sucks.
Fox sucks.
Explain that.
They canceled my show. They canceled all the shows.
Oh, that's what you were getting at with that. Okay. Well, it was either that or what? Disney pick them up? Potentially?
Well, Lucifer's DC, so CW could pick it up.
Okay.
I'd go with that.
I wonder in the contract if they're able to revive any of those shows.
Fox did release Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So that's the thing, because they still have a lot of the rights to a lot of this stuff. And the channel needs to be, or the company needs to be willing to release the contract if they want the same actors and the same writers and everything. Otherwise, DC can make a new contract with somebody else, but it probably won't be able to, but you probably will not be able to have the same actors, writers, and all that behind it. I don't know. You might be able to get the same actors because that would be something else. Because I don't see the channel actually holding onto it. But if it's too similar, the old channel might have rights for a lawsuit.
Hmm.
Unless DC was to pull some, like, well, you canceled it, you have lost rights, and stuff like that could happen.
Yeah.
I guess it depends upon who's in that favor of that show.
Yeah, true. Well, that's how CW also got Constantine, because there was a popularity, and they got the actor and they got some of the writers. But also some of the other shows like Last Man on Earth, you were dealing with SNL actors and writers. So like, you could go to NBC at that point. They could probably, you know, if the channel owns too much rights on it, because like Fox still owns rights to Serenity and Firefly.
Really?
Yes.
Even though they haven't done anything with it for 15 years?
And Nathan Fillion is pissed at, because apparently some people were selling the hats.
Yeah.
And Fox started chasing people and taking them to court.
Because they still owned it?
Because they own the rights to it, even though they're not doing anything with it. Well, actually, they're doing stuff now, more stuff now. They're doing the Funko miniatures, and they're working with... they're doing stuff now because they realize that they should.
Because they can get money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They can literally grow money.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's Fox, though. I don't even know about any of the other shows, any of the channels, but I don't even know what's on the bubble or anything else. I think, Gotham was on the bubble for a minute. With the summer season coming around, a lot of the shows are officially being announced dead or alive. Actually, that's an old one too. Yeah. Maybe not. But I'm still mad at Fox.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I just realized we have wasted our hour.
Yeah.
Wasted, chatted, enjoyed.
Yeah.
Thanks to listeners like you. And we still don't have an Alex. Thanks to internet providers like Cable One. And congressmen like ours. Congress peeps.
Yeah. Just need some good quality internet. That's all I want.
Senators. Government.
Politics.
I want my gigabit. Low latency. Okay. Famous last words. Go.
I never know what to say here. Hope you all had a good week, and you know, hopefully this podcast is fun, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this.
I hope you learned that you should go out and vote so that you have better internet service.
I want my gigabit.